Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. I hope everybody is having a pleasant day today. And joining us in studio, as she does every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
Well, Lisa, lots of things going on. First of all, before we get started on everything, you'd like to give a quick community update and kind of bring everybody up to speed on what's been happening within Independence for the past for the last month.
That's right. Actually, I'm going to back it up and even just visit with you about what's happened since COVID, broke out, which is we're in our eighth week.
It's hard to believe.
I know. And so, but I did. I wanted to mention kind of what's been going on in our community, because I think it's important that everyone knows all of the hard work that's been going on behind the scenes, some of it in front of the scenes. But wanted to just mention a few things. There is a COVID-19 pandemic emergency response team in Independence, and they have been meeting now. This is their eighth week, and they meet every single morning at 9 o'clock. Sometimes when there's been a conflict, they meet in the afternoon. They've even met on the weekends. And I just think it's very important that everyone knows how hard everyone is working in Independence to stay well informed, to navigate these dark waters that we're in. It is, as everyone says, unprecedented times. And this COVID did not come with an instruction manual, right, or a playbook or a strategic plan or crystal ball or a magic wand. And we're just trying to, figure it out as it unfolds. So we have a team of about 18 people. And I wanted to mention it because I think it's very important that everyone knows who's really on the call every morning. Of course, we can't all get together. So we conference in. And David Cowan, who is in charge of our emergency response, he's our director, he coordinates every meeting. He has an agenda, and he sends out, all the codes that you call in for the conference call, and really helps us stay on track and accomplish all that needs to be done for what's best for our community. Kelly Passour is our interim city manager. She is on the call, as well as Jerry Harrison, who is our chief of police, Sean Wallace, our fire chief, Mike Passour, who is in charge of our public works, Terry Leibarger, who's in charge of our utilities, very critical, Barb Berskins, who's in charge of our park and our zoo. They're on the call. Lacey Lease, who is in charge of the finances, she's our finance director, April Nutt, who is in our housing authority director, Tricia Purden from Montgomery County Action Council. I'm on the call from the Chamber of Commerce. Tabitha is on the call from Independence Main Street. Joanne Smith, who works for Fab Creative Services, she's an entrepreneur. She's on the call because she does all of the communications for the city. And she's also the one who creates the amazing city newsletter every month or every quarter that goes out. I'm going to visit about that as well. The library, a critical component, Jerry Hopkins is on the call. USD 446 jumps on the call every now and again. Rusty Arnold, our superintendent, and our finance director, Fred Meyer. And then without fail, Becky Mitchell, who is the director of the ER with Labette Health, is on the call every morning giving us, the most recent regarding COVID in the medical community. And our mayor, Leonard Kiflisch, and even our state representative, Jim Kelly, is on the call. And that's huge, because I really do want to give a huge shout out to these 18 people that are on that call. And I can say without fail that they're on the call almost every single time. And that's Monday through Friday. We're not just doing this on a whim and once a week, every single day and some weekends. So,
and that's hard, getting 18 people together like that all at once.
It is.
Especially with so many people having lots of different schedules.
It is, Kyle, but it's a demonstration of everyone's commitment to making sure that we're doing what's best for Independence and keeping in contact with, all of our businesses, our large businesses, our small businesses, our healthcare community, our school. I mean, just everybody that is involved in this. And, when we get on the call, because it's daunting and overwhelming, and we each take a little piece of the pie or a little bite of the elephant, and we really work together toward, you know, to accomplishing what we know needs to be done in our community. And so a couple of things that have happened from those meetings and some other gatherings is, you know, we've talked about how can we help our small businesses. You know, they were hurt, they are hurting, they've been hurting. How can we help them? And you know, with the Economic Development Advisory Board and our city commission and our team calls, you know, it came to fruition. They budgeted $355,000. Well, they budgeted $400,000, but they granted $355,000 to 71 small businesses and in increments of $5,000 grants. And that was one of the things, you know, that our community has done to really step out and help our small businesses that were really struggling. And then we've also, you know, when all this rolled out, you know, we were getting the PPP and the EIDL and the higher fund and everything else from the SBA was rolling down, you know, from, I mean, a national level, from a state level to a community level. And it was a lot of information and very, very overwhelming. And, you know, we all divvied up about every small business in our community, and we went out and dropped off information to all of them, making them aware of what's going on. We most recently met with all of our restaurants and our retailers. You know, you were asking me before we went on air about our restaurants opening up. And of course, everyone knows that, you know, the governor allowed that to happen yesterday. But we couldn't meet in large groups, so we've been meeting with our restaurants and our retailers in groups of 10 and bringing them into the Civic Center for about an hour and really just visiting with them about, you know, their concerns about opening up, where they are in their business. How can the city help in any way? How can the chamber help? How can Main Street help? How can we, as a team, help our small businesses with what's going to be our new normal? What supplies do they need? What are their, you know, their pains that they're feeling right now? And yesterday we finished up with our retailers. And so it was beneficial to us to hear from them. And it was beneficial to them to be surrounded by their peers and to be able to know that, you know, we are in it together, and we can work business to business, find creative ways to stay afloat. So, you know, it's not sunshine and roses by any means, but it is working together, and we're feeling like we're starting, you know, to move out of the unknown, and now we're moving into, you know, slowly and safely opening back up, and just seeing what that's going to bring. So I just wanted to make everybody aware of then that's just a little snippet, but of all that's really been going on in Independence as we have tried to work through this. I think back March the 15th might have been our first meeting. So just wanted to give a little shout out about that.
Just taking baby steps, which nothing wrong with that, because like I said, we don't have a playbook on. We didn't have a playbook for COVID-19. This is something completely unprecedented that we've been dealing with. But it sounds like you know, we're doing well here in Montgomery County. It's, you know, the count's not too high, and hopefully we'll start opening businesses slowly but surely, and that the businesses will be able to adjust to that, because it will be a little bit different, like you're saying. It's still got a, you know, still got a capacity that you can have. You can only have like 10. It's kind of weird some of the way someone written. You can't have 10 in a, more than 10 in a party, but you can still have, like, I guess 10 inside of a restaurant, but the social distancing has to be adhered to at the same time as well. So
you're correct.
It's pretty different. So, but it's good to see that slowly but surely we're getting things moved along. Another thing that you have here about the Love Independence Facebook page. Again, we had that a couple of weeks ago, but is that page still open? And
it is
still wanting to share some love throughout Independence. Correct.
It is, and I want to keep mentioning that, because typically Love Independence has been this, you know, one day of random acts of kindness, though we should be kind every day. But during this COVID situation, you know, we really are finding a need to extend kindness and a lot of grace. You know, you were talking about the restaurants opening up and the groups of 10 and then having to socially distance between the next group of 10 if they're getting together like that. And, you know, this is hard. Restaurants were not configured for social distancing. We were not created to socially distance as humans. And so, you know, when you walk into a restaurant and, you know, where you're used to walking in and just sitting down and having your meal and going about life as you knew it before, it's not like that now. And I know that our restaurants are concerned about, you know, not being able to accommodate everybody who comes in, and then they're having to do all of these extra things that are going on. So I think that it's a good reminder that we need to, as customers, really support our small businesses, and we need to extend some grace and appreciation to our restaurants who are just trying to figure all of this out. And that's one way you can show your love. And we left the Love Independence page up on purpose. We're going to continue to leave it up because when you see things that are happening in the community positive, then tag Love Independence, because we want to see that and we want to share that. Because my goodness, you can turn on the TV and you can pick up your cell phone and get full of negativity without even trying. But sometimes the good is hard to find, and we don't want to make that the norm. We want the good to be easy to find. So be sure and spread anything that you see that's positive out on the Love Independence page. I mean, tag it so that we can be sure and share it. So when you're needing to be uplifted and you need to see some positivity, you just go on the Love Independence page. You can go on the Get Independence page and you can see all the good that's happening. You know, the other night I was scrolling through my phone in the evenings as I do, and I'm kind of seeing what all happened during the day. And I ran across CJ Threads, which is a company in Independence, but they were here in Coffeyville. I mean, they were out giving T-shirts to all of the essential workers, showing some love and appreciation. And that, again, that is just one small business that is showing their appreciation and love for everybody in the county. So we just want everybody to be thoughtful about that. You know, I was talking about the newsletter, and another thing that was kind of a demonstration of love is we were talking on the call one day about, you know, my goodness, these seniors, they're missing out on so many things that they've looked forward to for so many years, and what could we do to recognize them? And so we were, you know, the newsletter was getting ready to be launched, and somebody on the call said, what about if we asked the school if they wanted to sponsor the seniors' pictures in there? And a phone call was made, and of course, 446 said, absolutely. And the result is, you know, color photos. I think there's 4 pages of color photos of the 100 plus seniors that are graduating. Every household gets one of these in Independence. And so what a great way to, and they're free, so to showcase our seniors. And that was one of the things that came from the call, kind of showing the love. And then another thing that came from the call was, you know, we're like, okay, if we put something out that's a paper edition, what can we do that's a digital edition? You know, you can put something out on Facebook and it's there forever and ever. And so we wanted to put together some kind of slideshow for the high school kids. And as I said before, everybody takes small bites of the elephant, and that was part of my bite. So I said, yes, I will take that on at the chamber. We'll get a slideshow made and get working on that. And you may or may not know, but my sister, Kelly Cox, is an English teacher at the high school who's also in charge of the yearbook. So she's the gatekeeper of all of these senior photos, and she has all the information. So I reached out to her when we needed those photos and names for the newspaper. But I also reached out to her and I said, hey, could you help me with a slideshow? We're wanting to put out a digital component. And she said, yeah, I'll help you, but I'm just going to do it because, I mean, they're her kids. She's taught with these kids, and she knows how disappointed they are, and she wanted to do that as a gift to them. So she put together the slideshow and came down and loaded it on our YouTube channel. So the slideshow that's out there is actually courtesy of Mrs. Cox at the high school. So we can give a shout out to my sister who helped me out. But I want everybody to see that video and really share that, because it means a lot to those seniors. And we can get it out on social media, then grandparents can see it and family can see it, and so we might not have a graduation, but we can sure still celebrate our our seniors. So I say all that because that is another demonstration of how we're just trying to come together as a community and show some love.
Right, and because like you're saying, those poor seniors, I mean, they got to be disappointed. They're not even going to get to walk across the stage, unfortunately, which is something they worked hard for their entire life. So, but it's good to see something like that being out there. That way, like you said, grandparents can know, family can know, and just get it spread out there so everybody can know.
That's
so,
right.
Speaking of USD 446, it's time to register your kids for school, and you can get maybe you have a chance to win a prize by early registration, correct?
I know. So, yeah, so seniors are going to probably be enrolling somewhere else in a trade school, getting a job, going to college, but everybody else is going to be enrolling at 446. So if you haven't registered your kids, now is the time to get them signed up for the school year 2021. That's hard to believe, but it is time. And if you do so by May 15th, so you've got about 10 days to get that done, you'll be eligible for a drawing that will include several $20 Main Street gift certificates. So you can support USD 446 by getting a jump on the school year, helping them out. And you can also boost our local economy. So it's a win-win. This is how you do it. You go to indieschools.com, obviously, and you click on the online registration. Obviously, that's what we're trying to do. And that will get you started. Your family will automatically be added to the drawing as soon as that online submission online registration is submitted. So again, you've got 10 days. Today's the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And the cutoff for competition or the drawing is May the 15th. So again, go to indieschools.com and click on online registration.
And not only do you get it get a chance to win the prize, you get it done early and you don't even have to worry about it.
That's right.
When the time comes around. So again, be sure to do that. Another thing you were wanting to talk about, and we talked a little bit about this last week, but shopping local, because the sales tax, it was pretty amazing, pretty much as of recently.
That's right. So COVID-19 has put the hurt on our small businesses, our retailers, and we just want to continue that focus on shopping local. You know, we were all sheltered in place in our homes, and out of boredom, people are online shopping and doing things like that. But I just encourage everyone to be incredibly mindful of what they're doing and where they're shopping. You know, if you can't get it in Montgomery County, then fine. You know, log in somewhere else and buy what you need, by all means. But please look at your local, you know, your local retailers and shop your local retailers first. And I was mentioning at another event that I was speaking at, and, you know, you look at buying big ticket items like cars, and that's a big deal. And, you know, while you might go out to the dealership and you're driving through, you know, in the evening when they're closed and kind of, you know, looking around and seeing, and you're like, oh, but they don't have what I want. They might not have what you want on the lot, but they can get what you want. I can almost say that with 100%.
Yeah, they're going to want your business, so they'll get what you want.
They will. And in fact, I had a family member who was wanting to buy a used truck, and they ended up finding exactly what he wanted in Iowa, and they brought the car here, and he couldn't be happier. But that's the kind of service that they're providing. You know, we have three great dealerships in Independence. We have some used car lots, and, you know, it's important. And they don't want you going to Bartlesville and, you know, out of the state and buying, you know, cars in Tulsa and everything. We got to keep that money in our community. And the reason why it's important that if you're buying, you know, a refrigerator or stove or a dishwasher, that we don't go to Lowe's and you know, Home Depot and spend our money outside of town, and that we go to our local stores and we say, you know, this is what I want. Can you get it for me? And if they say no, then great. But if they say, I don't have it, but I can order it for you, and even if it costs a little bit more, you are spending your money in a community where these small businesses are the ones who are, you know, supporting the school and all of the functions and the fundraisers that go on at the school. They are the ones who are paying for t-shirts and sponsorships for the T-ball teams and all the recreational sports. They're the ones that are doing all the donations for anything that's happening in our community. They support the chamber. They support Main Street. And then we take that money and push it back into the community. But without our small businesses, you know, I don't know where we would be. So they need us right now. You know, they've been there for us and they've donated to us. And it's now time that we shop local and we make sure that every time we're getting ready to spend money, we're thinking, can I spend my money locally? The sales tax, as you mentioned, Kyle, was up 23.6%. And that was for the April report. But that's reflective of sales tax dollars in February. So we want to continue to see that, you know, those strong numbers. Sales tax is incredibly important. So you've got to stop and think what we do with that sales tax. Mm-hmm. And without that sales tax, what's going to happen to our community and what's going to happen to our businesses? Everybody really needs to think hard about what they're doing and where they're what they're buying and where they're buying it. So just wanted to put that out there. Just be incredibly mindful of where you're spending your money. You know, everybody's kind of watching every penny, but we've got to try to spend it, you know, locally as much as we can.
Absolutely. Keep it in the county as
That's
well.
Right.
So, I mean, shop Cherryville, shop Caney, shop Independence, shop Coffeyville, all those towns. Keep it here in the county at all possible. Next week, but it's actually going on this week
right
currently
now.
Is a Teacher Appreciation Week.
I know. So we got to give a huge shout out to those amazing teachers that are still teaching. They're just e-teaching, I guess. And that is something that they probably never thought they would be doing. And we just want to make sure that they are appreciated and that we express our appreciation to all of our amazing teachers. And because it is Teacher Appreciation Week this week, as you mentioned, be thinking of things, you know, we always parents are sometimes buying some teacher appreciation gifts. So again, shop local, buy your teacher appreciation gifts local, or maybe even buy a Main Street gift certificate, because then they can shop wherever they want to in Independence. Mm-hmm. And the money stays local. So just wanted to put that out there that the 4th through the 8th is teacher appreciation. And if you're looking for a great gift, Main Street gift certificates, always a great idea, as well as shopping anywhere in our downtown.
And also, if you look at the national day, today is also National Teachers Appreciation Day as well. So they get their own day and they get their own week too, as they deserve it. The Community Access Center is helping out as well for people that have been negatively affected by this pandemic.
That's right. So lots of things are happening regarding food and the situation that we have in our community. So I'm just going to tell you about three or four different things. As you mentioned, if you have been negatively affected by the pandemic, there are some special emergency boxes that are available at 307 and a half West Pecan. That's the location of the Independence Community Access Center, which is where the Independence food pantry is housed. There's no income requirement to receive food boxes. And if you're interested in the distribution, you just call the Access Center at 331-5115 to reserve your box. And each box provides approximately 1 week of meals per person. So if you have three people in your family, you would reserve three boxes. So that's one thing that I want everyone to know about. And again, no income requirement. Please do not think that you have to meet some threshold to be able to get food. If you need food, call the Access Center at 5115. Also, we've been doing a food drive, as I've talked about in the past, and they've raised over $11,000 from about seven major donors have made up that $11,000. So that's great. It's very generous, and we want people to know that. Textron even made a $10,000 donation themselves to the Kansas Food Bank. So everybody is working, you know, very lovingly to support the efforts around keeping food on the shelves in the food pantries at the state level and at the local level, so that anybody can walk in and be helped. The First United Methodist Church will continue to do their meals on Saturdays. That's from noon to one, and that's kind of a first come, first served situation, but they're planning to do these community meals until we make our way out of this, you know, situation that we find ourselves in. And as long as they're able to, you know, continue to get donations and to be able to fund that, because you may or may not know, but there is no Open Arms Diner now on Tuesday, and there hasn't been a meal at the Baptist Church on Wednesday, and there hasn't been the Cuff Meal on Thursday at the Episcopal Church. And so, you know, those are three solid meals that families counted on prior to COVID-19. So we want people to know that while those meals are not available, the community meals to go, which is being, you know, delivered out of the Wesley Center at the First United Methodist Church, is. And then the Methodist Church continues to do shopping for shut-ins and senior citizens that still don't feel comfortable getting out. You can call the church and they'll make arrangements. They'll take your order. They'll make payment arrangements. And just a few statistics, they have spent over $1,700 in groceries, supplies, and medical prescriptions for these homebound community members. And they've made about 120 trips to the grocery store and the pharmacy, and they have about 22 on their team of volunteers. So again, just another demonstration of the love that's going on in the community, but also making people aware of what all is out there to help you as, you know, as you deal with the COVID-19, as you deal with not being feeling comfortable being out, because you're in that age category where it's still not a good idea to be out in large groups of people, and you know, just lots of opportunities to get food if you need it. So again, you can call the Access Center at 5115, and you can call the delivery service at 331-0719.
So great, lots of great things going on there, food-wise, helping out the community. The next thing I wanted to bring up to you we'll go between either the storm sensor or the census, whichever one you want to talk about first here. But we'll start with the storm shelters in Independence real quickly, as that is, you know, we're coming up on storm season. In fact, we had a wild storm last week that got close to the Montgomery County area. Those storm shelters, community storm shelters, those are big.
Those are big. And, you know, yesterday we kind of dodged some rain and hail. At least we did in Independence. So I wanted to make sure that everyone knows where the safe storm shelters are. So there are four of them in our community. Memorial Hall Civic Center, which would be at 410 North Penn Avenue. And if you have pets, you can bring your pets. They just have to be in a carrier or on a leash. So that's important. The Independence High School Gymnasium is also open. And you would go to the northwest entrance of the gymnasium, and they do not allow pets in that facility. But the other three, they do. So the Montgomery County Judicial Center basement, that's at 300 East Main. So you'll just use the south entrance. You can bring pets in there as well, and they'll be placed. You have to bring them in carriers, and they'll be placed in a designated area. And then temporary City Hall Building D, that's where they are right now at 811 West Laurel. You'll use the basement door as well. It's on the west side. And all pets must be in a carrier on a leash. So again, the Civic Center, High School Gymnasium, the Judicial Center, and Temporary City Hall.
So yeah, that's I mean, like we said, it's that time of year to where we got to start looking at the possibility of maybe using those. The census is still going on. In fact, it's going to be going on for a while, as the deadline has been extended on that. And looking at several areas here, it looks like Independence and Cherryville are kind of leading the way here in Montgomery County of responses.
That's right. So, you know, I mentioned last week, we talk about the census, you know, every week, because it's important. People need to fill it out. For every household in Independence that is missed in the census count, our community loses approximately $47,000.
Wow.
That's huge. And that money is used for hospitals and healthcare centers and, you know, our fire and our EMS. And I mean, right now, considering COVID, this is critical that that we fill out this census. You can go to kansascounts.org. You can call 844-330-2020. And that's, you know, you can use those two as ways of completing your questionnaire. But we kind of pushed out a little friendly competition because, you know, if we can win as a county, we're going to, I mean, win as cities, you know, in our little competition, we're going to win big as a county, which is very important. So I collected some numbers from Kelly Passour. And as you mentioned, here they go. So Caney is at 52.5% and Coffeyville is at 48.5%. Deering's at 43.7%. Elk City is at 37.2%. Havana's at 11.1, Tyro's at 16.5, and then you mentioned Cherryvale and Independence. So Cherryvale's at 55.4, and Independence is just a little bit ahead at 55.6. So we say that because we're not really competing against each other, but we're just encouraging our cities to kind of compete for bragging rights because, again, if we win as cities, we're going to win big as a county, and that's incredibly important now more than ever. So please fill that out. And if you have questions about it, you can call the chamber office and we can help you. But go to kansascounts.org.
So be sure to go there. And again, it only takes about 5-6 minutes to complete that census. Takes no time at all. When you challenged Brandon and I we had not done ours yet, and we did ours the very next week. And the first thing you asked was, did you get your census done? Absolutely, we did.
That's
so
right.
So the cleanup is still continuing, though, in Independence as the Let's Work Together for a Healthier Independence, the free dumpster program is still going on.
That's right. So I'll wrap it up with a few cleanup bits of information. It goes through May the 22nd, 7 days a week from 8 to 2 at the Sanitation Yard, 21st and Maple. They take all your junk, your large debris, your large junk items, your debris. They'll even take tires as long as they're just automotive tires. Don't bring your big tires in there. They will not accept those. They won't accept your household hazardous waste. You do need to take that to Household Hazardous Waste Department for Montgomery County, and that's at 114 North Wald. And they do that on the third Wednesday of the month. So I think that's going to be on the 20th that you'll be able to drop off your pesticides, your oils, your, you know, aerosol cans, all, paint, all of that stuff. And then we still have recycling from 11 to 2 on every Tuesday. So get out, clean up. We have until the 22nd to take advantage of dropping off all of your junk and debris and everything. And then lastly, I just want to say that ICC graduation has been put to, it's a virtual graduation, and it's going to be on the 9th, which is this weekend, and I believe it starts at 10 o'clock. So it's going to be on Facebook Live at Independence ICC. That's our Facebook. So check that out and watch that and be a part of their graduation because, again, those are missed opportunities that we hate are happening, but we want to show them how much we congratulate them by watching that online. So check that out. Remember that the Kansas airstrip attack is coming up on July 18th and 19th. Put that in your calendar. Remember that to go check out Indy Responds. That's where you're going to find all the most recent, the latest and the greatest regarding COVID-19. And I want to wrap it up, Kyle, if I can, by just saying thank you to our frontline workers, our police, our fire, and our EMS, dispatch, those healthcare providers who are taking care of our elderly in the nursing homes, long care facilities, and the sick, and all of the healthcare providers in our healthcare centers and in our ER, those individuals who are stocking our shelves at the grocery stores and our convenience stores, you know, everyone who keeps bringing us packages in our mail during this crisis. Our city workers, they've not stopped. They're still providing all of our great city services during the pandemic. our bank tellers. You know, they're the frontline workers too. They've been at work every day, and those who deliver our food curbside, all of our restaurants, and 446, the food service department. They're feeding over 1,000 kids every day, the lunch and breakfast, and that's huge. We want to thank our banks, who are helping our small businesses and everyone fill out those loan applications, keeping everyone aware of the programs that are available. And we want to, again, you know, say thank you to our teachers, as this is Teacher Appreciation Week. We want to thank our parents and the parents who have now turned into teachers. And we say thank you to all those people and congratulations to our high school seniors.
Absolutely. So a lot of great things going on over in Independence and in Montgomery County in general. So Lisa, if anybody wants to contact you about any of these things, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can call us at the chamber at 331-1890. They can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence, and they can go to our website at indkschamber.org.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about all the great things going on over there in Independence, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.